righty, here we go. It is another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Thursday morning, January 30th. How's it going? It's Dave here. We're going streaking for Kobe Bryant. One woman did, and that's where we started off today. There was a porn company with a rather clever way to get attention. The checkout divider at the grocery store caused a problem for John today, and we took a listener poll to solve it. Reynolds Tinfoil has a product out there on the market that could be genius or just downright pathetic. In the Air tonight was featured in Song Stories. We played 80s top album Poker and welcomed comedian and TV host Chris Hardwick to the studio today. And here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
I have to honestly admit, I don't recall the last time someone's death was a news story for this length of time. It probably has happened. I just don't recall it. Right? I mean, the day doesn't pass that there isn't new Kobe information.
Is that right? Yeah, I'm tuned out from it now at this point.
I'm trying to be, but I can't avoid it. Every time I turn around, there's another story.
We don't get shocking deaths that often anymore. It's sort of an old school thing. It's a very 20th century thing.
And the fact that there had to be an investigation into the helicopter crash and everything extends it a bit more than
usual. But the story came out, I guess, late yesterday, early this morning, that over the past 20 years, he has sent 20 kids from the Miracle Network on, Make-A-Wish, rather.
Oh, okay.
From Make-A-Wish. Yep. 200 kids on separate, whatever their wishes were.
Well, cool.
He paid for
them. Oh, nice.
Right, over
that's
20
cool.
years. That's 10 a year.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's 10 a year. I would love to be able to afford one a year. Right? That's just absolutely amazing. And then, of course, if you really want to pay tribute to the man, you've got to do what this woman did. FIS Ski, the World Cup going on in Austria right now.
Okay.
A woman decided that she would streak the men's slalom hill. Okay. Right. Wearing nothing but a thong on the bottom, nothing else. And a sign that said, "Rest in peace, Kobe 24.
Now that's a tribute.
Hashtag legend.
Taking the polar plunge for men worldwide.
Punching on ski boots and nothing else. Oh, Kobe would be proud.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
Every time we turn around, there's another Super Bowl story headed our way. And then, and there's the commercials are being released one by one.
That annoys me, by the way.
But yeah. I mean, it takes the special out of it. Right?
I got to talk to family members in commercial now because I've seen them all.
But then there are the people who try to take advantage of, the Super Bowl and, get some press out of it.
Right.
The company Camsoda. Camsoda is a porn site.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
And they've offered members of the 49ers and the Chiefs free HD cams that can be set up in their home to make sure that their stuff isn't being robbed while they're, away playing the Super Bowl. No porn involved. Right, it's just they're going to set up, like ring systems,
right?
You just got cameras inside the house. Okay. They're gonna give these to any players who want them.
All right.
So I would do that story. That's basically
exactly.
It.
I was just going to say
that is
it's working like a charm.
There's nothing else.
What was that? Camsoda.
Camsoda. No porn involved.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
There is a story popping around that has to do with the Stones fan club.
Okay.
They're the ones who are kind of leaking this out there, that the Rolling Stones are going back out on the road this year.
Ooh.
And they're doing stadium tours. Right? They're calling it the No Filter Tour. San Diego, St. Louis, Cleveland, Louisville, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Baltimore, Nashville, Charlotte, Tampa, and Atlanta.
So they're just extending last summer's
tour.
Yeah, because that was the No Filter
Stadium tour.
Right, exactly. So if you didn't get, neither one of you have ever seen the Rolling Stones live?
No.
I don't have $200 for a show.
I would recommend against, if you ever get to go, see at least an arena show, not a stadium show. if you're going to see that band, you want to have some sort of view of the band, mm-hmm. right? You know, you go to a stadium show, you're watching television.
Sure.
Right? You know, so 25 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today with a high temperature, about 39 degrees. Speaking of tickets for shows later on this morning, Roger Waters tickets, we've got them for Take the Fifth. Second row tickets today. Second row tickets is what you can have. They're going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com for a show on July 10th. But this morning, you can have them before they go on sale and be in the second row. I've got a consumer question for you guys. I'm curious where you stand on this. All right, I'm at the supermarket yesterday buying a bunch of things. Lisa wants me to pick some stuff up. I get the, you know, the cashier. I got more things than the do-it-yourself. All right, and I get in a line and I put my stuff up in the belt. Right, and a woman comes up behind me, right, and I, you know, you could sense somebody's behind you, so you turn around and see what's going on. And I am getting the stink eye from this broad mm-hmm. because she's now reaching for, you know, the plastic separators between your right. food and then
yeah.
she's reaching
the
for
the checkout divider.
Right, the checkout divider, and she kind of slams it down on the beltway, right. As if it was my responsibility to put that thing there. And that's the question I have this morning. And I'm going to do it as a text poll. Who's responsible for the grocery separator at the checkout line? Is it the person in front or the person behind?
It's the person behind.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would think so too.
Yeah. It's your responsibility when you're separating from the person in front of you.
Exactly.
It's up to you.
Exactly.
Then.
I mean, maybe you could have helped her by handing it to her if it was.
There
too
were
long
three of
reach.
Them there. There wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
I was
it wasn't
say.
Like she didn't have to reach across all of my groceries. It was one right in front of her.
That's
right.
Her
you
fault.
Know, but this whole broad, for all I know, she was younger than me. Right. But I'm getting the stink eye from her just over that. Just over. And I was like, no.
Yeah, no. That's up to you.
No.
That's up to you.
No. So I'm just going to make it a quick text poll. Text one if you believe it's your responsibility. Text two if you believe it's their responsibility. To MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So what do you think of, did you hear my story about the woman giving me the stink eye?
Yes, I did.
I love that expression, by the way, the stink eye.
Stink eye?
Exactly. You know? But yeah, I mean, just the audacity of it all. It's like I did something wrong in her world. I'm at the supermarket, right? She shows up. I got my stuff on the belt. She shows up and gives me the stink eye over the fact that I didn't put a separator at the end of it. You weren't there, lady. Why would I put a separator down in the first place?
That's right. You're not supposed to have eyes in the back of your head.
Exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't matter if she's there. If she was there, she should be doing it anyway.
Exactly. I'm saying when somebody's there, you don't put the damn thing there in case someone shows up, right? Mm-hmm. But we asked our listeners, and we've got an instant text poll.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly. Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says, in as far as who's responsible is the grocery separator on the belt, 80% of our listeners went with theirs.
I've got a problem
with the 20%. Yeah. The 20% who thinks it's your responsibility.
That lady's family.
Right. Well, you have that. They are the Stink Eye League. That's what they are.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Now, speaking of food, and see, we were talking about food yesterday for the Super Bowl. You might recall last year, Reynolds Aluminum put out the human feed bag. Do you remember that thing?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Vaguely,
yes. Yes. I should have sued them because I used to do that with sunflower seeds when I was playing video games.
Right. Yeah. Well, they've got a new one. They've updated the human feedback. This is an item. It's like an apron, like a bib, that you strap around yourself, and it had insulated pockets for snacks and a fold out tray and a drink holder. This was all in this bib. They have now added four new features: a paper towel dispenser, a trash can pouch, a straw that runs through the harness down to your drink.
Yes,
right. So, because you have your drink in one of the pockets, and this way you don't have to lift it up. You can just tilt your head and suck on the straw. And lastly, a neck pillow.
Dude, we are a bunch of fat, disgusting slobs.
Yep,
really
and somebody's
are.
Getting really rich off of it. And I salute them.
Right. And I salute them. Hell of it. I want to buy one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
This coming Monday, we will start with the top 20 greatest albums of the 80s. And all month, we've been asking people to vote on what they believe they are. You can go to WMGK.com right now and vote for what the greatest albums of the 80s are. And the voting will end tomorrow. Right, and Monday we will start playing this at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll do it, and then we'll play it again in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right, it's being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan and everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. But we decided, you know, we haven't played Classic Rock Poker for a while. This is where the three of us usually pick three songs, but in this case, we'll pick three 80s albums. And you folks will get to choose who has the best hand. So Steve's going to get us started. Yep. If you agree with Steve, you'll text one to MGK, MGK. So get us started, Steve.
My first one is going to be Back in Black from AC/DC, an album that was Brian Johnson's first with the band, which took a giant band to even higher heights. And it had Hell's Bells, Shoot the Thrill, Back in Black, Shook Me All Night Long, just on that one album. All right. Second album, Van Halen's 1984. This song, Panama, Jump, and of course, the double kick drum, Hot for Teacher.
Yeah.
All right?
Got me there.
And my third of this hand is Rush's Limelight. You don't even need a side two, because here's side one. Tom Sawyer, Red Barchetta, YYZ, and Limelight.
All right, so there are Steve's three, Back in Black, Van Halen's 1984, and Moving Pictures. If you agree Steve has the best hand, text one to MGK, MGK. That's 645-6455. We move on to Dave.
Yep.
Your three albums are...
Going to kick things off with Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, of course.
You mean Born in the USA.
Born in the USA, sorry.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
At least that's what you told me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Better be.
Born in the USA. I don't know what your run was. Dancing in the Dark, Cover Me, I'm on Fire. It made him arguably the best, biggest music star of 1984. And fun fact, it was the first CD available in America.
Okay.
Secondly, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, I had the wrong album. Sorry.
Hysteria.
Bruce, Born to the USA. Come on, Dave, stick with me. All right. Go back to Slippery When Wet.
Okay, Bon Jovi. We're sticking with the Jersey Boys here. I'm not pandering, I swear.
Make up your mind.
You're the one firing the buttons.
You're the one putting them in order.
I didn't move Hysteria.
So, yeah, you're doing it without
music. All
right,
Slippery When Wet. Everybody knows it. Cowboy anthems galore. Tales of New Jersey love. It was inspired by Springsteen and Southside Johnny, and it just has the perfect mix of pop sensibilities, massive riffs, and uplifting sing-along songs.
All right, now.
Thirdly, Hysteria.
Yeah!
Yes. This is Hard Rock's answer to Thriller, basically. They made every single song a potential hit on their 6 of the 12 or top 20 hits, and it went on to sell over 25 million copies worldwide.
All right, so if you agree with Dave, with Born in the USA, Slippery When Wet, and Hysteria as the best hand of three albums from the 80s, you text two to MGK, MGK, and one for Steve, two for Dave, and now we move on to my choices. Aerosmith, Pump, it's their return to greatness. You get Love in an Elevator, Janie's Got a Gun, The Other Side, What It Takes, all on one album, all right? For a band that was like, oh, these guys are over? No, they weren't. Then, of course, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, their debut album, Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, Sweet Child of Mine. So good, the Stones had them open for them for their very first tour. Right? And then, of course, there's U2, right? And this album, Joshua Tree, made U2 international stars. Not just a hit record here, it was a hit record all over the world where the streets have no name. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, with or without you. Bullet the Blue Sky, In God's Country. None of you got the five songs. I got five songs right there. So if you agree with me that my hand is the best with Aerosmith, Pump, Guns N' Roses, Appetite, and U2's Joshua Tree, well, text three to MGK, MGK. So one for Steve for Back in Black, 1984, and Moving Pictures. Two for Dave for Born in the USA, Slippery When Wet, and Hysteria. And three for me for Appetite for Destruction, Pump, and Joshua Tree. Text your numbers to MGK, MGK, and we will find out who is holding the best hand. This coming Monday, we will start with the top 20 greatest albums of the 80s. And all month, we've been asking people to vote on what they believe they are. You can go to WMGK.com right now and vote for what the greatest albums of the 80s are. And voting will end tomorrow. Right. And Monday we will start playing this at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll do it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll play it again in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. It's being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan and everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. But we decided, you know, we haven't played classic rock poker for a while. This is where the three of us usually pick three songs. But in this case, we'll pick three 80s albums. And you folks will get to choose who has the best hand. So Steve's going to get us started. Yep. If you agree with Steve, you'll text 1 to MGK, MGK. So get us started, Steve.
My first one is going to be Back in Black from AC/DC, an album that was Brian Johnson's first with the band, which took a giant band to even higher heights. And it had Hell's Bells, Shoot to Thrill, Back in Black, Shook Me All Night Long, just on that one album. All right? Second album, Van Halen's 1984. This song, Panama, Jump, and of course, the double kick drum, Hot for
Hell
Teacher.
Yeah.
All right?
Got me there.
And my third of this hand is Rush's Limelight. You don't even need a side two, because here's side one. Tom Sawyer, Red Barchetta, YYZ, and Limelight.
All right, so there are Steve's three, Back in Black, Van Halen's 1984, and Moving Pictures. If you agree Steve has the best hand, text 1 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-6405. We move on to Dave.
Yep.
Your three albums are...
Going to kick things off with Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, of course.
You mean Born in the USA.
Born in the USA, sorry.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
At least that's what you told me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Better be.
Born in the USA. I don't know what your run was. Dancing in the Dark, Cover Me, I'm on Fire. It made him arguably the best, biggest music star of 1984. And fun fact, it was the first CD available in America.
Okay.
Secondly, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, I had the wrong album up there. Sorry.
Hysteria.
Bruce, Born to the USA. Come on, Dave, stick with me. All right. Go back to Slippery When Wet.
Okay, Bon Jovi. We're sticking with the Jersey Boys here. I'm not pandering, I swear.
Make up your mind.
You're the one firing the buttons.
You're the one putting them in order.
Move Hysteria.
So, yeah, you're doing it without
All right,
music.
Slippery When Wet. Everybody knows it. Cowboy anthems galore. Tales of New Jersey love. It was inspired by Springsteen and Southside Johnny, and it just has the perfect mix of pop sensibilities, massive riffs, and uplifting sing-along songs.
All right, now.
Thirdly, Hysteria.
Yeah!
Yes. This is Hard Rock's answer to Thriller, basically. They made every single song a potential hit on their 6 of the 12 or top 20 hits, and it went on to sell over 25 million copies worldwide.
All right, so if you agree with Dave, with Born in the USA, Slippery When Wet, and Hysteria as the best hand of three albums from the 80s, you text 2 to MGK, MGK, and 1 for Steve, 2 for Dave, and now we move on to my choices. Aerosmith, Pump, it's their return to greatness. You get Love in an Elevator, Janie's Got a Gun, The Other Side, What It Takes, all on one album, all right? For a band that was like, oh, these guys are over? No, they weren't. Then, of course, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, their debut album, Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, Sweet Child of Mine. So good, the Stones had them open for them for their very first tour. Right? And then, of course, there's U2, right? And this album, Joshua Tree, made U2 international stars. Not just a hit record here, it was a hit record all over the world where the streets have no name. I still haven't found what I'm looking for with or without you. Bullet the Blue Sky, In God's Country. None of you got the five songs. Uh-uh, I got five songs right there. So if you agree with me that my hand is the best with Aerosmith, Pump, Guns N' Roses, Appetite, and U2's Joshua Tree, well, text 3 to MGK, MGK. So 1 for Steve for Back in Black, 1984, and Moving Pictures. 2 for Dave for Born in the USA, Slippery When Wet, and Hysteria. And 3 for me for Appetite for Destruction, Pump, and Joshua Tree. Text your numbers to MGK, MGK, and we will find out who is holding the best hand at 8:20 this morning. So we're going to be voting on this for a while. And, of course, in between it all, we've got to give you the opportunity to win $1,000 in cash. Led Zeppelin, the John DeBella Show, 25 and sunny. You must be loving that, Chris.
Was that an up-and-coming band? Oh, no, you're talking about...
The temperature. Mr. L.A.
It sucks. Listen, I have no resistance to the elements at all, and it drives me crazy because I'm wearing an overcoat and a sweater and a scarf in your studio, and I'm still cold. And I know that if it got up to like 42 degrees here, people would be like, "Oh, it's shorts weather." And I'm like, take it down a notch. Like in LA, if it's like 65, if it's below 65, the town is like, "All right, it's the apocalypse. We need to like shut down, and you know, we need to stash a lot of water."
Right, right. So, and then if it's 65 and it rains, the city is totally screwed.
Oh yeah. Rain is like, why is God angry at us? Like, we don't understand why the sky has opened up. So
this is the voice of Chris Hardwick, ladies and gentlemen. He is appearing tonight for one show, and then two on Saturday and Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Now, you let something loose here in the studio, and which was really the bad setup for what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Just to be fair, I did not let anything loose.
All right. But you worked in morning radio.
I did. I worked in morning radio in the 1900s.
In the 1900s?
Yeah, in the 1900s. I worked at when I was doing this show at MTV called Singled Out, and we went on in 1995 to promote it on the Kevin and Bean Show, which was K-Rock's morning show.
Right.
And their program director was like, "Hey, do you want a job?" And I was like, "Sure." I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I used to do the thing in the 80s that a lot of nerds did, which is like I would make my own DJ tapes with like two cassette recorders, try to talk over the song. And so, you know, I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be amazing. What I didn't know is they put me on overnights, which is such a coveted position. They don't even track ratings. And and they wouldn't give me like a phone screen or anything. So I was literally alone in the at K-Rock from midnight to 5. While I was working at MTV at the same time. And so, yeah, so I was just saying, and then I went and did a morning show at another station in LA that now is in Espanol. So I have such a great appreciation for what you do to get, I remember when I was doing morning radio at like 6:30 PM, I'd be like, "Sorry guys, I'm powering down."
Yep.
I became the most unfun person in my friend group after that. So I don't know how you do it and still have a life.
How many different shows have you had? I'm not talking radio, I'm talking about TV shows. All right. I left off as, was At Midnight the last one, or did I miss one?
Well, At Midnight, I mean, I'm still doing Talking Dead and The Wall.
Right, right.
So The Wall is this big flashy game show at MTV that's coming back and soon, and then Talking Dead comes back February 23rd. At Midnight, we wrapped in 2017. We did like 600 episodes of that. I mean, I've been doing shows since 1994.
You're a lucky bastard. You really are a lucky bastard.
I totally forgot you were on Singled Out, and I'm looking at a photo. That hair is as 90s as it gets.
Yeah,
is it a bowl cut?
Well, it was the
part
drapes.
In the middle.
Yeah, the 90s hair drapes.
Yes, that's a nice way of saying that penis tip.
That everyone had, exactly. Everyone had that mushroom head.
Yep, Nick Carter.
Yeah, that haircut.
The 90s.
Where you almost had to get like a drawstring so you could see, you know, just like...
Like Billy Porter at the Grammys.
Right. And so it really is... It was an interesting... It was a weird time... But the 90s were a weird time for music, too, that it's because I remember buying Pearl Jam's 10 in like 1990 or whatever it was.
Right.
And when they swapped out glam metal for chain wallets, and they were like, it's so gritty. And it's like they're just wearing different costumes. But but then when Pearl Jam kind of ushered in that roar, and then all of the rock.
That was the shortest Eddie Vedder impression I've ever heard.
Well, because all music became like, roar. Like they weren't even saying words. It was like,
I call it mushroom mouth.
Yeah,
an upside down mushroom.
Yeah, it's like what rhymes with moray? Yeah. And so there weren't even words. There just weren't even words anymore. So I don't know, man. It was a weird time for clothes, hair, and music. And I know we always say that about previous generations, but I feel like in the 90s, big baggy jeans with chain wallets and like work boots.
Yeah, Jenkos.
And gas station shirts and, yes. You know.
Well, can you imagine what Fallout is going to be like when they're in their 70s and 80s? I remember seeing a cartoon in New York Magazine where there's these two old men like in chairs facing each other. Right, and they had tattoos all over themselves and piercings and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, one says to the other, oh, you were an a-hole in the 90s also.
You know, we all go through our phases. But I don't really know. It's hard to track. I feel like after the 90s, you know, everything just sort of became everything because of the internet.
Right. Uh-huh.
Things became less segmented and isolated from one another. And so everything's a little bit of everything. So I wouldn't even, after the 90s, I wouldn't be able to tell you like, oh, that's specifically a 2000s look.
Oh, yeah.
Or
oh,
a
yeah.
2000s
right.
sound, yeah. Even though, you know, 2000 was 20 years ago. Yeah. And I still have no, I couldn't identify it. But I know 90s, 80s, 70s, like everything tracks.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, Chris Hardwick is our guest. And let me ask you this, because you mentioned before, so along with doing your comedy show,
yeah.
And you've been doing comedy for a while, you've added music into your show?
I've added music into the show. Yeah, I was a long time ago, I was in a musical comedy duo, and we toured, and then my friends...
What was the duo's name?
My last name's Hardwick, and my best friend's last name was Furman, and so we went by Hard and Firm. So there were a lot of, like, we'd perform at colleges, and people, they'd be like, what is this? And we're like, no, it's just our last name. And so, but Mike played everything, and I just said, you know, like, we sang together, but he played everything, because he's kind of a musical prodigy. And then about a year ago, and then he had kids, and he couldn't really tour anymore. And so last year, I was like, you know what? I really miss doing it. So I started taking guitar lessons, and I started taking piano lessons at the same time, and so... I've just been kind of like doing weird songs in the set, and it's been really fun. Like, I've taken some bits that were okay bits, but make like really fun, amazing songs. So that's been really great. In the beginning, though, I had to say to people up top, you are basically just paying to watch a guy learn guitar. I apologize. but I actually have gotten better at it now. So it's not as off-putting as I'm sure it was.
Well, because of your musical abilities and the fact that you were in radio at one time, let me ask you a question, because we've got something going on here right now. We play this game every once in a while called Classic Rock Poker.
Sure.
Where each one of us plays, you know, picks three songs,
yeah.
And the audience decides who's got the best set of songs.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right. But we're about to do this 80s albums thing on the station, so we decided, you know, let's do a version where it's just 80s albums.
Okay.
All right? So, Steve, tell them what you picked. Your three albums are...
Back in Black, 1984 from Van Halen, and Moving Pictures from Rush.
Okay, so that's Steve's, and anybody who agrees with him texts 1 to MGK. All right, Dave, yours is?
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi, and Def Leppard, Hysteria.
All right.
Okay.
And that you would text 2 to MGK. Lastly, mine, which is Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, Pump from Aerosmith,
yep.
Right, and Joshua Tree from U2, and if anybody agrees with me, they text 3 to MGK.
Yeah.
But which one of those three sets would you pick?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to pick my own, so I was reaching for like, okay, New Kids on the Block, DeBarge.
DeBarge. Tony.
Tony. Might have been 90s, but let's see. So which one of those would I pick? Okay, just rattle them off real
Back
fast.
Back in Black, 1984, Moving Pictures.
Born in the USA, Slippery When Wet, and Hysteria.
Appetite for Destruction, Pump, and Joshua Tree.
Oh, I gotta. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta go with John.
Son
I,
of know, a.
Well, I'll tell you.
Dump button. No, my hand slipped.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. Those are okay. So, Back in Black, definitely a good album, but it reminds me of like when I was in college. Like every kind of annoying frat guy had Back in Black, and they thought they were hard. You know what I mean? Like, who's AC/DC? I'm like, yeah, I know it is. And yours were
Born in the USA, Slippery When Wet, and Hysteria.
So, again, you know, those are all really great albums, but I really feel like, you know, in the 80s, You two really innovated, you know, it's like that.
They became international stars.
They became international stars, right? And especially, like, you know, when you, like, their Red Rocks.
Right.
I mean, it was just mind-blowing. And Appetite for Destruction was another band that when it came along, when Guns N' Roses came along, it was like, holy crap, like, where did this come from?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, so I feel like you two kind of sideswiped music, and Appetite for Destruction kind of sideswiped music
now,
as well.
You know what's going to happen now.
Tell me the third one again.
Well, the third one was Pump by Aerosmith.
Yeah,
right? which brought them back from the dead. Really,
I mean, because it was Run DMC that like put them back on the map,
uh-huh.
Because they did Run DMC did their cover of Walk This Way, and Aerosmith was in the video, and they're like, oh my god, who's this, you know, crazy looking dude who looks like
Chris,
a lady?
We got a break.
Oh,
we gotta stop.
Just
gotta
admit
break.
It. You like punk, yeah, Mr. Hart in front of him.
No. He's hating your endorsement.
And they also had the album cover with the trucks.
Cut him off.
The trucks were, but Chris, the trucks were making love on the cover.
Chris Hardwick tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. One show tonight, two on Friday and Saturday. Tickets available at heliumcomedy.com or 215.
We don't care.
Right. You realize they're going, if I win now, right, it's going to be, well, Hardwick made you win.
John DeBella.
There's probably 12 women in the world who look at me and say, yeah, that's worth a shot.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Well, it's time to figure out how the voting went. Now, all of this, the Classic Rock Poker and the 80s album version, was basically inspired by the fact that starting Monday, we're going to be playing the 20 greatest albums of the 80s. And you still have time to vote. Go to WMGK.com now and put in your vote on this. Voting ends tomorrow by the close of business tomorrow, because we got to tally them up for Monday. But with Classic Rock Poker this morning, the three of us were going up against each other. And I believe... I just checked out
one more refresh.
And a final total. I believe I've been cursed by Chris Hardwick. I was leading all morning, but Steve takes the win.
Millennial
on Classic
Power.
Rock Poker with his three albums, Back in Black, 1984 from Van Halen, and Moving Pictures from Rush.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.